Stories. Tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:09 in Lansing, a clear night. It's going to be cold, getting down to 26 degrees. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Welcome to the show. On today's program, UAW Local 602, representing 3,000 workers at the GM Lansing Delta Township plant, voting to authorize a strike, or they will be voting to decide on authorizing a strike. What does that mean, and is there a real possibility that a strike will happen? We'll talk about that. And paying more for abortion coverage on your health insurance. That's what women in Michigan may have to do soon as legislation is set to be instituted or to institute these new rules, and that legislation is moving through the Capitol. But let's begin tonight with jobless workers here in Michigan. They're in for a bit of a rude awakening starting next year, or next month really, as the new year brings a reduction in state benefits weeks from 26 to 20. Meanwhile, the state unemployment benefit fund is billions of dollars in debt. So what should state lawmakers do? To get some ideas on what the next step should be, I'm joined by Democratic State Representative Jim Ananick of Flint. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Thank you very much.
I'm guessing another busy day at the Capitol today.
Yeah, it was, and then probably another one tomorrow.
I see. Well, that's I guess that's a good thing. So let's talk about this unemployment situation. I know you're proposing that the 26 weeks of unemployment benefits be reestablished, although
sure.
Isn't the state's debt to the federal government part of the justification for the cutback?
Well, you know, I think it's just a different philosophy. I think this is something that we can't afford not to do. I mean, unemployment money gets spent the second it's given to people. You know, we know what the economic situation is in Michigan, especially in Flint and the United States across the country. You know, we can't skimp out on these folks while they're struggling. We need to help them find work, and I think that's the most important thing we should be doing right now.
But what about the fact, if I'm right, that the state has its unemployment benefit fund is, what, over $3 billion in debt at this point?
It's quite big, no question about it. And I was, you know, we'd like to see that the federal government could give us some relief there. But, you know, I mean, until folks get back to work, I mean, there's not much we can do. Taking money away from them isn't going to solve the problem. The best way to get people working again is to get money in people's pockets, let them spend it, and get the economy rolling, and people can get jobs again.
You know, some people, well, certainly people that are working and may have never been unemployed, they view the difference between 26 and 20 weeks as not a substantial amount of time. It's still, what, 5 months of unemployment benefits. Why do you think that's not enough time to find a job?
Well, because it's just, because folks, you know, just aren't hiring enough yet to get people back, you know, full time. We have almost, we've dipped under 9% unemployment, but until we get to a number that's a little bit more reasonable, I think we can't afford to cut people. You know, I mean, it's tough out there right now. If people could find work, they'd be working, so.
I think there's
a number of things. You know, I also have another bill that the governor mentioned in his speech last week. It's called work sharing. It's basically a bill that would help relieve the unemployment fund. You know, help people stay in their job. It help workers. It help businesses. It actually take burden off the unemployment fund. And I think those sort of creative things are what need to be done in Michigan, as opposed to just thinking only with an axe. You know, we need to think, you know, think a little differently.
Well, work sharing. What exactly does that mean, and how would that program work?
Well, there's a number of ways to do it, but the bill that I proposed in April, basically, there's 22 states are doing it, and it's actually been working pretty well. Basically, a lot of times companies either have to make a decision to lay somebody off completely, you know, because some folks can't get cut maybe to 20 hours. They have to work 40 hours to keep their benefits and things like that. Work sharing would allow the worker to reduce their hours so they can still stay on the job and stay trained in that field. The unemployment fund will pick up the difference, as opposed to having to completely on the system. They stay working and help the company and help the worker. It's really doing some neat things in 22 other states and other countries that are doing it. And the governor mentioned it last week, so hopefully we can get some bipartisan support for it.
Well, I mean, it seems that's the pattern of so many companies. Rather than reducing pay or reducing hours, they typically just, you know, send someone packing.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the work sharing, how would that work in terms of would you somehow encourage companies to avoid fully laying somebody off?
Yeah, and then so let's say they they only need him for 30 hours. So choice is, do you let him go all the way, or do you try to keep him on for 40 hours and just hope you have the work for it? This would allow them to reduce the hours, and the unemployment fund, as opposed to paying $364 a week, would make up a small amount of difference. And they could stay working. They could stay, you know, you wouldn't lose all that training. You wouldn't lose that worker. You know, it's really a pretty creative way to deal with this issue. And I think we need to start thinking about things in a 21st century way, because, you know, the economy's changed and workforce has changed. And, you know, I think it's there's different ways to implement it, but I think it could be done to benefit everyone.
I'm talking to State Representative Jim Ananick of Flint. I have to guess that your sense and that of most Democrats is that there's really no way Republicans are going to allow for this 26 weeks of benefits to be reinstated. Is that a good guess?
Well, you know, I mean, I think when you go home to your community and, you know, they've seen that we've given a $2 billion tax break to corporations that aren't producing any jobs, and then we're cutting workers that are, you know, that are unemployed right now. I don't know. It's a tough sell. I mean, they got to be hearing from people, because it's happening all across the state. Unemployment isn't just an issue in cities anymore. It's an issue everywhere. You know, I'm not overly optimistic, but I still think it's the right thing to do, and I'm going to push for it until they see the error of their ways.
Now, in terms of this $3 billion that we owe the federal government for unemployment benefits, is there a plan currently to dramatically reduce that amount?
Well, we're paying, basically, we were just paying the interest. Now we're trying to pay on the principal. You know, we had a 10-year period of some of the worst unemployment in the country. And, you know, that's unfortunately what happens when you have the high unemployment. You build up a debt. You know, as the economy starts to pick up, you know, we'll be able to start paying off on that. So it's a serious issue. There's no question about it. But I don't think that the reduction will do much to help that debt.
I know another issue that some groups have brought up is the fact that the amount we pay for unemployment, I guess it's around $300 maximum, is a bit less than many other Midwestern states. Is that even a topic of discussion among lawmakers?
No, right now I think we're just $364 is, you know, maybe it's not as high as I would like, but you know, it's a reasonable number that people can, you know, at least make enough to maybe make their rent payments and not get too far underwater. I think there hasn't been too much talk about raising it. No.
So what are the logistics then? If you become unemployed here in December, are you still eligible for 26 weeks of unemployment?
No, it was done immediately. So right now, if you become unemployed, you get 20 weeks.
20 weeks. And as of the beginning of the year, then, are there not going to be federal extensions to go to after that?
Well, I mean, that's what we're hoping, that they're going to make those extensions at the federal level. But, you know, right now, so much is uncertain at the federal level. It's hard to, I can't answer that one for you. I hope that there is, but, you know, they're playing a lot of politics right now in Washington, and a lot of families are going to suffer if they'll come to a resolution for that.
And what would you say to those, and there are many, that say that part of the problem with unemployment, especially when it extends to, what, 99 weeks as it was at one point, is that it actually creates a motive not to aggressively look for a job and even to not take certain jobs. Do you think that is, in fact, a factor sometimes when benefits are coming in, that someone might not be as aggressive as they should be in looking for a job?
Yeah, I'm sure that does happen, but I think most people would rather work than not work. That's why, like I was mentioning before, the work sharing program, that helps people stay in the job that they want to be in, and it helps the employer keep trained workers. Those are the kind of things that I think we should be, you know, working on and having discussions about. You know, there could be other ways to do things similar to that would keep people working or get them back to work sooner. Training, you know, I had a bill earlier that would modernize the unemployment system to allow people to get training or to work part-time. Right now, if you had a full-time job and you go on unemployment, if you want to apply, or if you had a part-time job and you lose your job, you have to apply for full-time work. Well, some folks are, you know, single parents, and they can only do part-time work. So they would basically create an incentive for them not to apply for work. If we change the way we look at things and say, okay, look, the economy's changed, the family's changed, let's try to adapt to that, I think we'll be a lot more successful.
Finally, is the work sharing program, is that something that's going to be, is that going to take effect at some point? Is there any plan for that?
No, it's in committee. I've talked to the committee chair. He told me that we will probably get a hearing on it. And, you know, we just got to work, just got to build support for it. He's not against it. He's got some things on his agenda first, and as those things get dealt with, and, you know, I'm going to keep pushing for a hearing and trying to bring some experts in to show people how effective it really is and, you know, how much of a better solution it is than what we're doing now.
Democratic State Representative Jim Ananick of Flint. Jim, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.